Welcome to evening prayer for Friday, May 19th, 2023, the sixth Friday of Easter. By God's great mercy, we have been born anew to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Blessed be God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Hymn to Christ the Light. O radiant light, O sun divine, of God the Father's deathless face, O image of the light sublime that fills the heavenly dwelling place. O Son of God, the source of life, praise is your due by night and day. Our happy lips must raise the strain of your esteemed and splendid name. Lord Jesus Christ, as daylight fades, as shine the lights of eventide, we praise the Father with the Son, the Spirit blessed, and with them one. The Lord be with you. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Blessed are you, O Lord, Redeemer God. You destroyed the bonds of death, and from the darkness of the tomb drew forth the light of the world. You led us through the waters of death and made us children of light, singing alleluias and dancing to the music of new life. Pour out your Spirit upon us, that dreams and visions bring us ever closer to the kingdom of Jesus Christ, our risen Savior. Through him and in the Holy Spirit, all glory be to you, Almighty God, this night and forever and ever. Amen. Psalm 141. O Lord, I call to you. Come to me quickly. Hear my voice when I cry to you. Let my prayer rise before you as incense, the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Set a watch before my mouth, O Lord, and guard the door of my lips. Let not my heart incline to any evil thing. Let me not be occupied in wickedness with evildoers, nor eat of their sweet foods. Let the righteous strike me. Their rebukes, as oil upon the head, are not to be refused. Yet my prayers are continually against the deeds of the wicked. Let their rulers be thrown down upon the stones, that they may hear my words, for they are sweet. Just as one who tills the earth breaks the rock, so let their bones be scattered at the mouth of the grave. But my eyes are turned to you, Lord God. In you I take refuge. Strip me not of my life. Guard me from the trap that they have laid for me, and from the snares of evildoers. Let the wicked fall into their own nets, while I alone pass through. Let the incense of our repentant prayer ascend before you, O God, and let your loving kindness descend upon us, that with purified hearts we may sing your praises with the church on earth and the whole heavenly host, and may glorify you forever and ever. Psalm 11. In the Lord I have taken refuge. How then can you say to me, "Fly away like a bird to the hilltop"? For see how the wicked string the bow and fit their arrows to the string to shoot from the shadows at the true of heart. When the foundations are being destroyed, what can the righteous do? The Lord is in the holy temple, enthroned in heaven. God's eyes keep careful watch. They weigh our worth. The Lord tests both righteous and wicked, but abhors those who love violence. Upon the wicked God shall rain coals of fire and burning sulfur. A scorching wind shall be their lot. For the Lord is righteous, delighting in righteous deeds, and the just shall see God's face. O God, our refuge, bring an end to violence among nations and peoples, and shelter those who take refuge in you. When the foundations are being shaken, give us a sure confidence that you will uphold us through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Psalm 133. How good and how pleasant it is when kindred live together in unity. It is like fine oil upon the head, flowing down upon the beard of Aaron, flowing down upon the collar of his robe. it is like the dew of Hermon flowing down upon the hills of Zion. For there the Lord has commanded the blessing, life forevermore. Gracious God, you have poured into our hearts the precious oil of your Spirit. Make of us one heart and one will, that as members of the body of Christ we may be united in the bonds of love. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. A reading from the Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. Luke. Now about 8 days after these sayings, Jesus took with him Peter and John and James, and went up on the mountain to pray. And while he was praying, the appearance of his face changed, and his clothes became as bright as a flash of lightning. Suddenly they saw two men, Moses and Elijah, talking to him. They appeared in glory and were speaking about his exodus, which he was about to fulfill in Jerusalem. Now Peter and his companions were weighed down with sleep, but as they awoke, they saw his glory and the two men who stood with him. Just as they were leaving him, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us set up three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah," not realizing what he was saying. While he was saying this, a cloud came and overshadowed them, and they were terrified as they entered the cloud. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my Son, my chosen. Listen to him." When the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone. And they kept silent, and in those days told no one any of the things they had seen. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. Believe in me. Thanks be to God." The Canticle of Mary. This is the day the Lord has made. Alleluia. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For you, Lord, have looked with favor on your lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. You, the Almighty, have done great things for me, and holy is your name. You have mercy on those who fear you from generation to generation. This is the day the Lord has made. Alleluia! Let us rejoice and be glad in it. You have shown strength with your arm and scattered the proud in their conceit, casting down the mighty from their thrones and lifting up the lowly. You have filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. This is the day the Lord has made. Alleluia! Let us rejoice and be glad in it. You have come to the aid of your servant Israel to remember the promise of mercy, the promise made to our forebears, to Abraham and his children forever. This is the day the Lord has made. Alleluia! Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Let my prayer rise before you as incense, O Lord, the lifting of my hands as an evening sacrifice. Merciful God, we praise you that you give strength for every weakness, forgiveness for our failures, and new beginnings in Jesus Christ. Especially we thank you for your great love for the whole world, for the plants and animals that provide our food, for those who support us in times of suffering, for accomplishments that are pleasing to you, for expressions of love, unexpected or undeserved. People of God, for what else do we give thanks? Almighty God, you know all needs before we speak our prayers, yet you welcome our concerns for others in Jesus Christ. Especially we pray for Baptist, Disciples of Christ, Pentecostal, and Free Churches, for victims of tragedy and disaster, for those who are captive or in prison, for those who weep with the grieving, for reconciliation with our enemies. People of God, for what else do we pray? You have shown your glory, O God, in raising Jesus from the dead. Raise us to new life in him, and empower us to serve you. May your words be in our mouths, your strength in our arms, and your love in our hearts, that we may be worthy disciples of Jesus Christ, the living Lord. Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The light of Christ shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Amen. Bless the Lord. The Lord's name be praised. And now it is time for a special announcement. I will soon be bringing this daily prayer podcast to an end. I began this podcast during the height of the pandemic in 2020 as a way to help reach people with the love of Christ during very difficult times. Now, 3 years later, the public health emergency has officially ended, and our lives have returned mostly to normal. I myself will continue with the discipline of daily prayer, personally and on my own, and I would encourage you to do the same. If you wish to continue using a format similar to the one we have been using here, I would strongly encourage you to purchase a copy of the Book of Common Worship Daily Prayer Edition, which was published by Westminster John Knox Press in 2018. The ISBN is 978-0-664-503529. You can order it from the Presbyterian Church USA's online store at www.pcusastore.com or at various other online bookstores. The last day of this podcast will be Pentecost, May 28th. At that time, I will provide instructions for how to use the Book of Common Worship Daily Prayer Edition for those who wish to continue on their own. It has been a joy and a blessing to offer this gift to you over these last 3 years.